said, we're keeping a tradition alive. We both live in SW Le Lac. I'm a musician. We are involved in a lot of music event things. So it was kind of a no-brainer, of course, for us to say, like, no, no, this needs to keep going. And for the love of the music and SW Le Lac. So we have a really nice mix of jazz and blues, more on the jazzy side this time. Last year it was more blues than this year. And it's not a modern jazz festival. It's all 30s, 20s, 50s. It's old jazz. It's swing, Creole, New Orleans, Dixieland. That's why it also just all nicely goes together with some blues.
Very cool. And I also have to mention SW Le Lac is a very beautiful venue for such a festival.
It is. We're very fortunate to be able to use the town. So it's a 13th century town where we've got stages all through the city, in the streets, so close to the restaurant terraces. So six free stages around town where people can sit by, have a drink, have their dinner, and have a great show. And one paid stage that's got a super view over the lake and the Jura with some fantastic artists coming this weekend.
Wow, we're going to hear some music, but tell me a little bit about some of the highlights of next week.
Certainly the highlights, or the main stage, let's call it, on the Place de Meudon with that great view over the lake. That's the paid stage that John just mentioned. And on Friday, we have a fantastic mix of first the David Hermelin Trio. David Hermelin also being from Berlin and the son of a very famous swing musician. He's coming with his trio of three young guys, bringing us superb swing. Followed then by the Chicago Stompers, which is the premier hot jazz, early jazz Italian group. And they are really transporting us into the era of hot jazz, mid-20s to early 30s, with the whole sound, the interpretation of the music, and also the costumes and everything. So they are really taking us on a sort of time travel. That's for the main stage on Friday. And then on Saturday, we have Lady Va, who is Swiss with a Dominican Republican background. She's a multi-prize winner for her Boogie Woogie, and she's coming as a duo with a drummer. Yeah, sometimes one gets a bit confused with all the languages in Switzerland, right? And then the big finale of the whole weekend, also on the Place de Meudon, will be Judith Owen, who is coming with her all-star New Orleans band, the Callers, or the Gentlemen Callers.
Oh, that's great. She was just recently here in Bern. She did a week at Marion's Jazz Room, I think.
She did. So Nicolas, who does the booking for us, he works quite a bit with her. So both of us were there for a few of the evenings at Marion's. Her show was amazing, and I can't wait to see her next weekend.
Cool. Why don't we hear a track now? Who are we going to hear first?
You like, actually. Why don't we start with Judith then, since we're talking about her?
Okay, let's do that.
I am not very versed with radio shows.
We'll hear a track from Judith, and we'll come back, because you gave me a number of tracks to set up to listen to. This is Judith Owen, and this is a long track, actually.
Yeah, and it's she also recently released her last album, and this is a track called Caledonia from this newest album of hers.
She's got great big feet. She's long, lean, and like he ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. I'm crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hot? I love you, I love you just the same.
I'm good. A doo-doo. A doo-doo.
Yeah, Judith Owen, you know, she's been in Bern a lot. She played at Marion's Jazz Room. She's been at Mahogany Hall a couple of times. And she's been on the Blue Zeppelin twice. And, you know, she does great ballads. I saw her back in 2003 touring with Richard Thompson. I saw her perform in Cardiff with him. She's a great singer, songwriter as well. Very clever, got a lot of humor. Amazing that you found a way to bring her back to Switzerland.
We're really fortunate to have her, and I think all the adjectives you just used really describe her well. Charismatic, fun on stage. She just makes you want to grab your dancing shoes and go at it.
Who else is coming to the festival, Heike?
Yeah, so we have, I think, a total of 17 groups. Local, Swiss-wide, from Italy, from the US, a few, I don't know if I can mention all of them now on the show. A few that I want to definitely point out is a group from Lausanne called the Trio Improvist. And this would be really fun because it's not only really for the pleasure of the ears, but also the eyes. And the percussionist or drummer is actually a tap dancer. So the rhythm section as a tap dancer, this should be really fun, I think.
Oh, cool.
So that's a bit special. And then as far as like blues goes, for example, we have Bonnie B. He's coming with the Jukes, with his Jukes. I think one doesn't need to say very much about him. He's very known in the blues circles, certainly.
Originally from Cambodia, living in Switzerland a long time.
That's yes, right. Yes. So he sings very hearty, soulful blues. And on the harmonica, and I think last night he played in Valais somewhere.
In Villeneuve last night, yeah.
Villeneuve, yes. So he will be playing. I mentioned we mentioned the Place de Moudon, the premier stage of the festival. The heart of the festival, though, will be on the Place de l'Église, so the church, really downtown center. That's where we will have our swing bar and also some food trucks. And there will be a stage with two main full concerts, one of which is Bonnie B. And let's see, to have all this, my heart is hard.
And we've got the Alfredo Ferrario trio there on Saturday, so Bonnie B on Friday.
Yeah, and then on Place de Midi, for example, we have a little bit blues stage because both nights will be blues groups going from traditional to funky, groovy, and blues rock. One is actually a Bern outfit called Match, and the other one is Talking Back, who played last year at the Vuilly Blues and is mainly a group from Genève, but then Vaux.
Why don't we hear another track from a band that's going to be playing, and then we're going to come back and speak to Jean about all the logistics of the festival, how to get there, where to stay, the whole deal. What do you want to hear now?
Yeah, I think we're going with the Chicago Stompers next. So they will be headlining the Friday night at Place de Moudon. And this is the band I introduced earlier already from Italy with their hot jazz. And the song we're going to hear is Sing It's Good For You.
you die, it's good for you. Sing while you're dead to me, sing till the bills are paid. Sing, don't you be afraid, it's good for you. When all gloom comes wrong, you don't have to frown. It won't mean a thing, just sing while the freedom rings. Sing, and with all your might, it's good for you.
Back here on the Blues Zeppelin. If you're just joining, we have the co-directors of the Estes Swing Jazz and Blues Festival taking place next Friday and Saturday night, July 12th and 13th in Estavayer-le-Lac here in Switzerland. And Heike and John Wheeler are here. And now I want to speak to John about the logistics. It's easy to get to with the train, I think.
Absolutely. So for a small village, we are fairly well connected. You can get there by trains. We have a line running between Fribourg and Yverdon that stops in Estavayer. Then from either of those cities, you have connections to all the major cities in Switzerland. You can take the boat through the lake from Neuchâtel or from anywhere on the lake of Neuchâtel to Estavayer. It's an easy option. Regional buses come through and, of course, by car. Now, the thing to remember if you come by car is since we're locking up the city for all the stages, you're going to want to park a little bit outside of town and walk in.
Right. And now we're going to be places for people to stay if they don't want to go home late at night.
So there's a couple hotels in Estavayer. There's one actually on the highway exit of Estavayer. And there's two campgrounds by the lake that have space for... they've got mobile homes, but they've also got cabins that they rent and whatnot. Now, Estavayer is a big holiday destination, which means whether or not they tend to fill up quite quickly. So anybody who wants to come probably shouldn't wait till Friday night to book a room.
Right. I'll be there all day Saturday. I'm definitely coming on Saturday. And I'll probably take the last form of transportation back to Bern, which will probably be fairly late at night.
Also, I just want to add that one of our pages on our website, estaswing.ch, is called Praktische Information. So we have the practical information there, how to arrive, when, what is happening, and so on, including links, information, and so on, for accommodation, for arrival, and so on. Yes.
Once again, that's www.estaswing.ch.
Yes.
Who else you want us to play now?
Yes, one of the other groups that I wanted to present is G and the Doctor. They're from Italy, and they do anything like a great fusion style between anything gospel, blues, soul, funk. And the song that we're going to hear, I'm Telling You, is, I think, a perfect... a perfect representation of a nice fusion swing and blues at the same time, kind of. Yes.
Let's hear that now.
Disappear for days, but when he comes back to his mama, I let him do it all. Come with me. Cause every time, oh, every time he touches me, he knows exactly what to do to make me stay.
Went down to Italy and came back. That was wonderful.
Yes, I think a great mix of swing blues. So just to mention a few important things again, the festival has 7 stages, of which only 1 is paid. Everything else, 6 stages are free. Throughout the nice medieval center of town and Estavayer-le-Lac, all situated right next to or between the various nice terraces of the lovely restaurants in Estavayer-le-Lac. And of course, there will also be a few food trucks. Those will be on the Grand Rue and the center Place de l'Église. And the mobile bands. Maybe, John, you want to say something?
Right? I have a question. Can one go swimming there?
In the lake, of course. So this is one something to bring up with the timing. We start the shows at 6 p.m. The main reason for this is weekends in Estavayer, people sit by the lake, go swimming, enjoy themselves. And what we're going to do is start bringing them up around apéro time so they can, you know, get out of the lake at the end of the day, come up for a drink, and start enjoying music for the evening.
Hey, this sounds like a wonderful day, not just an evening. It sounds like a whole day in Estavayer.
Let's call it weekend.
It is, and so we've got... To push that around, as I mentioned, bands starting around 6. We also have 2 mobile bands, so walking through the streets, doing a bit of music while artists at a certain stage take breaks. Because, I mean, they do need to breathe and eat every now and then, but we want music to keep going. And Saturday, we're bringing back the Swing Parade. So with a few artists, some old-timer cars, and that's going to start at 5 to bring people back up into town and go around as we slowly start the music.
You know, I saw that 2 years ago. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, well, for us, it will be the first time that we're bringing the parade back, because last year we just had very little time to quickly organize a small version of the festival. So, yes, we are excited to really go traditional Swing in the Wind style this year. However, in 2022, that was the last big hoorah of Swing in the Wind. So please don't expect a huge parade like they had 2 years ago.
We're building back up. So as I could just mention, when Swing in the Wind stopped in 2015, they had announced it was the final edition because nobody was taking over. So they really went all out and did a big thing, which was phenomenal. And we decided to take over a few months before last year's edition. So we're slowly building back up towards the great event that they created.
You know, I want to thank you both for coming all the way, far away from Estavaye La Lac, all the way to Bern on a Sunday afternoon, to tell us about your wonderful festival. And I will be there Saturday. You can be damn sure of that. And I'll probably all be right, swimming in the lake before the festivities begin. We're going to go out with one more song. And this is Lady Va. You want to talk to me about her?
Yes. So Lady Va, as I mentioned earlier, is a Swiss pianist, boogie woogie
from Bern
superstar. Yes, and so we will be hearing simply a song called the Boogie Woogie. She will come not as a solo pianist, but as Lady Va Duo with her
drummer.
And she will be playing the concert Saturday night at Place du Moudon, just before then the great finale with Judith Owen.
Very cool. And thank you once again for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And I'm looking forward to coming out there next Saturday. And once again, the website is www.estaswing.ch. And we're going to go out now with Lady Va.